Acting Commissioner of Chebet County, Machar Morwell, says the violence first started when armed youth from a UL community of Agangrial village stole cattle from Pagong community of Langdid village on Friday. Morwell, who declined to be recorded, told South Sudan in Focus when a woman from Pagong community tried to follow the armed man who stole the cattle, they shot and killed her. After the incident, he says armed youth from Pagong launched a revenge attack on a UL community, shooting dead 4 women. Josela Nyanagarjuma, head of Lagos State Women Association, says the attack shocked many residents. Nyanagar says youth who kill women are literally killing South Sudan. She says women are not involved in intercommunal clashes and should not be targeted in revenge attacks.
So that thing was something very surprised and shocked all of us. And I think it can even shock the whole South Sudan. Because at that time, we know always revenge killing, it was mean to mean. But now the revenge killing has changed itself. People are taking revenge through women. Women are just a very small people, weak, which we cannot even imagine one day or one time that our people will think to reach the extent of killing women. Because when you killed women, you mean that you want to destroy the nation.
Nyanagar says many women are in hiding in Chebet County because they fear they too will be killed.
I've heard that in Chebet, women are not free to walk. Are not free to move. And we are the people who move every day and night. We are the people who are having a lot of activities to do at home, in the market, in the garden, and everywhere. And if they said today women also should hide themselves, like as the men are doing, how are we going to survive?
Nyanagar is calling on the authorities to arrest and prosecute the perpetrators. She says that is the only way to prevent further violence against women.
Those people who are responsible for that act should be brought to court, should face the judgment to know what they are doing. It is something wrong. And we don't want to encourage people or other people to do that things again, to allow them to just feel that it is something normal. Killing a woman is something normal.
She says armed youth should be protecting women rather than killing them. Brunka Umjuma, DAC former speaker of now defunct Gog State, is also calling on the government officials and authorities to bring the perpetrators to justice.
I really appeal also to the government to bring those culprits into book. I don't want such incident to happen again in Lagos State in general. It is so much painful because it is first time for the people of Lagos to get such an incident. The incident that related with the women's. I will also do my part. I must make sure that the culprits are brought to book.
DAC is urging the armed men of Lagos State to stop targeting women in intercommunal attacks, pointing out that women are not the ones carrying out cattle raids or attacking other communities. Lagos State has experienced endless waves of communal violence, mainly fueled by revenge attacks and cattle raids. The region is undergoing a mandatory disarmament exercise, but armed civilians continue to stage attacks. Acting Commissioner Morwell says he's working with the traditional chief to identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice. He says he's also asking state officials to send the troops to the area to stabilize what he calls the deteriorating security situation in Chebet County. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Rumbek, Lagos State.